This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
My name is Geraldine Ferraro. I stand before you to proclaim tonight, America is the land where dreams can come true for all of us.
Geraldine Ferraro has died at the age of 75, the first woman nominated for vice president by a major American political party, succumbed to complications from a blood cancer that she'd battled for over a decade. We're joined now by Dana Milbach, columnist for The Washington Post. Dana, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
And, of course, Walter Mondale was the nominee for president. And help us recapture why he found Geraldine Ferraro to be appealing then.
Well, if we look back at 1984, I mean, it's easy to see now that Mondale was fairly well doomed, and he really needed to shake up that race, and Geraldine Ferraro brought a great deal of electricity, certainly in large part because she was a woman. I mean, she also brought in the working class ethnic roots that that the Democrats thought would be helpful, but they also wanted to exploit the gender gap, the growing tendency of women to vote Democratic more than men. It still exists with us today, but the naming of Ferraro really sent sort of a jolt of electricity through the body politic, because it was a big symbol, and it really it changed American politics to this day.
Tip O'Neill loved her. But she had some problems as a candidate, didn't she? There were family financial questions that were raised, and of course, as you've already suggested, the ticket got drubbed.
Right, and arguably it was going to be no matter who was on that ticket with Walter Mondale. But yes, there were the troubles with her husband's finances, and she proved not to be as experienced and as adept a candidate as one would hope. So it was more in theory that she would be a lift rather than in practice. But she still became a very important, a cause unto herself, and, and very popular with women and with very hardcore Democrats for decades to come.
She ran for the Senate there in New York in 1992. And lost, obviously. And then, maybe headlines isn't the word, but she certainly caused a stir in the 2008 presidential campaign.
Well, she did, and I think most people remember when she suggested that she was a real diehard Clinton supporter and felt that Obama had been as successful as he was because of race, because he's black. It caused a huge controversy. She didn't entirely back away from it. That's sort of how she had become. She went from being this this symbol of on a national political ticket to a twice unsuccessful a Senate candidate, a commentator on CNN, and then later Fox News. So she became sort of more of a in the fray partisan animal at some point, and people would I suspect it took a little bit of the glow off of her original signal achievement, but of course that is how she will be remembered, as that pioneering woman on that ticket.
And she did open a door in the 10 seconds we have remaining.
She sure did. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi, look at Hillary Clinton, look at Sarah Palin. They still haven't broken through to that top level, but that was the beginning of when things changed.
Dana Milbach, a columnist for The Washington Post, thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.